Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your daily Nerd Depot. I love reading manga. Lately, I've been exploring some new works in a subgenre of manga called isekai, which is a Japanese word that literally means another world. The isekai subtypes are explorations into taking ordinary people and dumping them directly into high fantasy situations. Now, broadly speaking, there are three main storylines in this genre. First, the summoned hero storyline. Similar to the Chronicles of Narnia, normal humans from our world are brought to another world to help save it from evil. Second, the world that is traveled to represents some incredibly immersive computer game, where the users are functionally in the game. Think a high-end MMORPG crossed with next-gen virtual reality capabilities. And then finally, the rebirth storyline. A person dies and, for whatever reason, is brought back to life in a new and entirely different world. In many of those storylines, the protagonist realizes that he or she had frittered away their first life, hadn't really made anything of their opportunities, and thus resolves to make themselves more in a new life. Now, for the most part, the isekai stories tend to be, let's make one person overpowered, or let's use modern knowledge to completely amaze people. It's power fantasy and pure fluff. There are some gems where that isn't the case, though, and they are quite fun. That said, it's variations on a theme that is much older than this recent convention. As I alluded to earlier by referencing the Chronicles of Narnia, stories where people leave the comfortable and familiar and enter into a world where the wonderful and fantastic are part of everyday life are old tropes. But the entrance into the different gives us the perspective on the familiar to either appreciate what we have or change what we need to. In the Bible, Nicodemus is presented with this same situation. And Jesus in John 3, verses 3 through 5 states, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb?" And Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." God has given us our own isekai story where we can die to ourselves and be reborn into the kingdom of heaven and become a new person. We are called forth from the humdrum drudgery of a materialistic world that values self above all others, to a divine world full of majesty and miracles, where self-sacrificial love is the law by which all are governed. Our new world is one where God is not impartial and impassive, but rather active and involved, where God has hand-wrought many beautiful and amazing things and has transferred that love of creating and creation to his children, and where God desires to have humans be extensions of his love, not merely subjects of it. The new reality of living like kingdom people today is a reality that we can embrace, embodying God's love and being his healing hands and feet in fighting the consequences of evil in this world, bringing restoration and justice. Just like Scrooge in the Christmas Carol, we are called to realize our own flaws and come into the light of God's kingdom. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come out and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, to be awesome, in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.